Welcome back, you guys. Episode 95 of Zero Carb Journal. Good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week. It was really good, you guys. I made a lot of progress. Super stoked. My energy's been really good. Been feeling good. So here we are. So it's a little later. It's like 8:30. I actually just did a long episode for you guys, and about as I put it on the computer to edit it, I found out that my battery had died halfway through on the microphone, so there was no sound, so I'm gonna do another one here. So this one's probably gonna be short. I'm just gonna kinda summarize what I rambled on about when I was first waking up there. So anyways, I had a great week, you guys. I've been pushing hard. It's been cold and rainy. I gave you the weather update. Cold and rainy, really cold. It's like 41 right now out there. It's been in the 30s. We've had almost snow. It's just been rainy and dark and cold. And it looks like it's going to be more and more of that. Today's going to be beautiful and sunny. It's cool, but it's nice. And then we're going to go right back into the rain tomorrow. And apparently it's going to get freezing all week. So really strange weather pattern for us, and been making work not that fun, but it's okay. Feels like winter and I'm just kind of ready to buckle in. So this was the last end of my last 90-day go around. So I had kind of a break week. Been taking it kind of easy, getting a lot done, but not really focused on goals. And I'm getting ready to restart another round of goals for my next 90 days. I'm really looking forward to that. Like I said, I'm kind of heading into winter here, sort of a change of the seasons and change of my routine. I'm gonna got a lot of work, got boats to build, so I'm gonna buckle in and get back to a routine of working out in the mornings, going to work, and just kind of plodding away. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to work. You know, the fall typically I don't have a lot of boats to build, so looking forward to that. Really setting my focus on setting myself up for doing some fun stuff, traveling and whatnot in the spring. So I know I've been talking about traveling a lot this fall and winter. It looks like that's probably not going to happen. There's quite a few boats to build on my schedule, and I'll make hay while the sun shines. So, but it'll set me up, should be in real good stead when I get out of this next little stretch of boats to build. So I've been feeling good about that. I got my new renters moved in and got the house all situated. That was a big push last month, so that feels really good to have done. It seems like it's working out great. They made a little shooting range in the backyard and they shot through my internet cable yesterday, so I consider that to be off to a good start. They seem like good folks. It was all good. So let's see, what else? So my week was pretty good from a zero carb standpoint. I mostly just stayed the course, ate my burgers and bacon. I did go back to eating bacon. I was starving after that week of that really lean burger. I just ended up sort of at an energy deficit, it seemed like, and really hungry to make it up. So I was eating quite a bit of bacon this week, feeling for the most part pretty good. I had one really sick night. I did a hard workout in the morning, made myself really hungry all day, and I ate kind of early in the day, and then that evening I found myself hungry again, and I just ate too much as usual, and ended up vomiting it up middle of the night and sitting on the toilet, and it was not that great, but I'm learning, you know, all the signs and what brings it on. And it, again, it was real obvious that I'd just done the same thing as always, eaten too much in one sitting, and as soon as I vomited it out, I felt better. Kind of wrecked my next day, though. I was up most of the night using the toilet and whatever, and so the next day was kind of a wash, and that bothers me. Losing the whole day to that, so it was my own fault. I can do better. I can spread out those meals or just not eat as much in one sitting. I knew that I was doing it. I was so hungry. That's okay. So one sick night, but otherwise I'm just doing great. My energy's been awesome. I've been feeling really good for the most part, other than those sick episodes from eating too much. So that's been great. I had a really, really big, huge, great thing happened this week, and that was I got a call from my buddy who I've told you guys about, who's been struggling with diverticulitis and pancreatitis for 20 years or so. He's got two young daughters, and he's trying to make a go at his nursing career, and he's just been plagued by his illness. And I told him a year ago about this way of eating, and I've run into him a few times, and every time he keeps giving me a good report. Well, he called this week He just got done with a big bout of C. diff, so he had a real rough summer, and it made him kind of question what had been going on with him. But once he got to the bottom of it and got it fixed, he says he's doing best he's ever done. He says he's not even feeling like he's sick anymore. He's dropping logs for the first time in as long as he can remember as well. And he's just ecstatic. So I feel so good about being able to have, you know, shown him what I've learned and have it make such a profound impact on his life. If I'm here, if all my struggles and suffering was just to make his, you know, life better and be able to set his daughters up, and it just makes me feel great. So an interesting tidbit I got from our conversation, his gastroenterologist forever has been the same guy who I went to, who I had such a horrible experience with. And my buddy laughed when I told him that, because he goes, yeah, he's just horrible. I mean, this guy has probably made my buddy sicker and sicker for the last 20 years. And here I just come along and one little bit of information and he's, you know, on his way to health. So I could go on and on about that, about my feelings about that situation. But more than anything, it just made me feel really good about my choice to turn away from that professional help and seek my own resolution, because I found a resolution here that is much, much better than what he's gone through with his surgeries and horrible illness for the last 20 years. And I dropped that little bit of information on him, and what do you know, he's better too. So that gastroenterologist makes me so mad. Whatever. Okay, you guys know what I just said a whole lot without saying anything. All right, so awesome week for me, you guys. So good to talk to my buddy and hear his great report. Know that I made a difference in his life and his family's life. I just made my whole week. So there's my zero carb report. I wanted to comment real quick on a couple comments. Jeez, I really got stuff in my throat. I apologize, you guys, especially those who are listening. That's probably not fun. Kuhner, you asked me about suet. You know, I haven't eaten suet, and it's silly because I love fried beef fat. It's my favorite thing. So I'll go see if I can't find some suet at a convenient spot. And that this ties into, Robin, your comment with U.S. Wellness beef bacon. I'm sure I would love it. I bet it's my favorite thing in the world. I prefer beef bacon to pork bacon. When I say beef bacon, I just mean fried, thin, sliced beef, particularly fat. It's my absolute favorite, so I know I'd love it, and I'll probably try some of that U.S. Wellness beef bacon just to treat myself. I have to admit, though, I'm reluctant to do much ordering of stuff like that online because, you know, I know that what I do, like I go get my ribeye and then it becomes part of my routine. I feel like I need it. I don't want to set myself up in a situation where I need that, you know, real expensive online product as part of my normal routine. As a treat, I'm totally fine with it, but I'm afraid I'll just love it and want to eat it every day. And so anyways, that's I should try it once. I will. I know I'll love it. But I'm definitely going to go back to Costco, I think, this week and get myself a big ribeye and slice that up and make my own beef bacon, because I have been eating too lean. And at the end of last week, I could tell I just was sort of famished in a way that needed, like, I needed to play catch-up for, like, a whole week. And I think that's part of why I made myself sick when I ate so much. I just was really trying to get caught up. So there's that. My good news about my buddy, beef bacon. I think that's all I really had to cover, So I think I'm going to go. This little camera doesn't do long videos anyways. I'm about at the max. So I'm going to get out there and enjoy the sun. I got some stuff I want to take care of today. And then I'm back on the boats for the whole rest of the week. So I'll be going to try and wrap up some of my projects here and settle into the fall work schedule. So hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys have a great week and make a bunch of progress and stay the course. If there's anything I can talk about that you're interested in, let me know. I feel like I'm a broken record, but I'll just keep being a broken record for a little while. We're on episode 95 here, so we're getting up to episode 100, 104, 2 years. That's kind of exciting. I think I'll probably keep going, but maybe that'd be a good time to stop. I don't know. I'm sure I'll keep going. Anyways, I'm still going here now today, so I'm going to wrap it up. get this up for you guys, and I hope you guys have a great week. I'll check in with you guys next week and we'll see how we're all doing, but I'm going to start my new 90 days here, write down my goals and kind of start to kick off a whole new round. So hope you guys make some progress this week, stay the course, and I'll get back and check in with you guys next week. All right, you guys, thanks as always for listening and watching. You make a big difference to me. So have a great day, have a great week, and I'll see you next time. All right, thanks, you guys. See you.